Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grains closed in the red in all three categories. 7 cents lower in corn, which was surprising and actually sold off into the close. Beans were down 3 to 4 cents. March beans closed at $9.70. And then wheat futures continued their plunge lower, down 12 to 14 cents rather. July 2015 Kansas City wheat made new contract lows, hit 5.48 and a quarter, down 12 cents. And the same in Chicago, but down 13 to 14 cents across the board. The lowest levels we had seen up until this point were set back on the early part of October. And that was 5.52 for July wheat. Now we're at 5.48 and a quarter. Very disappointing, although it is reaching levels that are oversold. Momentum indicators such as the Relative Strength Index, RSI, are showing that that market's oversold and could bounce here in the short term. Also, some discussion going on about the Ukrainian and Russia tension. Hasn't really sparked up yet to make the wheat go up. But that's what drove it up last time. And anything export ban type related type or logistical issues that could happen could possibly stop the slide in wheat and cause it to rebound slightly.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Ethanol production was essentially unchanged on the week, but stocks continued to rise, 20.631 million barrels. That's the most we've seen in over a year, 2 years actually. So a lot of ethanol being produced and a lot of it being stored. Profit margins are in the negative now. They're for the third straight week, losing about 20 cents a bushel in Iowa prices. So the effect of lower oil has had a pretty big impact on the ethanol production picture. And that's probably why corn is getting hit so hard. Just the idea that lower ethanol or lower oil means less need or demand for the ethanol. Export sales tomorrow expected for wheat 400 to 550. For corn, we're looking for 900 to 1.2 million metric tons. And the wheat sales, we're expecting anywhere from 250 to 350. And overall, just the negative idea of the wheat making new lows. So any sort of big export sales number could stop it. But at this point, the momentum is definitely to the downside. And the long positions, we'll get out if it keeps making lower. And that'll eventually drive the market lower. And then trend following funds, of course, on the new low will add to those short positions, all adding to the negative picture.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle up 112 at 153.95, April at 50 at 151.50, March feeder cattle 52 higher at 204.35, April up 22 at 205.45, February lean hogs 210 higher at 71.52, April up 290 at 74.95. Thank you, Justin. March Kansas City wheat down 14 and a half at 535 and three quarters, May down 14 at 541 and three 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 13 and 3/4 at 505 and a quarter. March corn 8 lower at 373 and a quarter. May down 8 and a quarter at 381 and a half. March soybeans down 3 and a half at 970 and a quarter. May down 4 at 977 and a quarter. March cotton up 66 at 59.44. May up 69 at 60.23. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.